The community of believers. If I were to come up with a phrase to describe all of us here, what could I use? I couldn't say that we're all men or that we're all women. Wouldn't be accurate to say that we're all young or we're all old. We're not even all from Dodge City. Who are we here? We are a community of believers. That's how they were described in the Acts of the Apostles today. Because what did they have in common with each other? They also were men and women, young and old and from all over. What they had in common was that they believed that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. They were a community of believers. Easter is an appropriate time to consider who we are and what new life God has given to us. So today I'd like to share the story of two people in the United States who joined the Catholic Church last weekend. Both were already sort of famous for other reasons, but it was those other reasons that led them here. Well, before Lizzie Estella Rize discovered the Catholic Church, millions of people had already discovered her. 35 million, to be exact, have watched her videos online at Lizzie's Answers. She made a viral name for herself starting 8 years ago, when she was 16, giving relationship advice, fashion advice, or whatever else was on her mind, because that's what you post online. And she wasn't shy in talking about her Christian faith, but somewhere along the way, she started asking questions that didn't have a coherent answer, apart from the Catholic Church. And so among her videos that were watched by millions, she started posting videos with her questions. This question and that question and that question. Until she finally posted a video about her journey leading to the church. Well, a second person took a very different path to this community of believers. In 2004, David B. Wright started a small pro-life group in College Station, Texas, where he had graduated from Texas A&M years before. It was called 40 Days for Life. Yes, the 40 Days for Life that has now been in 700 cities and 45 countries, has closed 90 abortion clinics and helped almost 150 clinic employees to leave their job. He was always motivated by Jesus Christ, but he said it was the witness of Catholic Christians that called him to something more. He said that he was in Eucharistic adoration, not as a Catholic, keep in mind, but was in Eucharistic adoration and had a profound experience that told him that his next stop needed to be the RCIA, the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. And so just last week, he also joined the Catholic Church, and in doing so, also joined a high-profile list of people whose experience with abortion led them to this community of believers. People like Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who performed thousands of abortions, or Norma McCorvey, who was Roe in Roe versus Wade, and Abby Johnson, who directed a Planned Parenthood clinic until 40 Days for Life helped her leave. All of those individuals, and David, and Lizzie, had their own journey that led them to the community of believers at the Easter Vigil last week. Your journey, including your journey of faith, is unique and beautiful and not over. The mysterious ways that God calls us to his community of believers.